Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio from Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. It's hard to believe that it's already April 5th and 6th, so April Fool's Day has come and gone. On Monday the 31st, the Fisher Cats team went onto the field for the first day of practice, and 2 weeks ago we had Mike Ramshaw, who was the vice president of marketing and sales of the Fisher Cats, and Mike reviewed a number of things that are going on with the Fisher Cats. Opening day in Manchester is Thursday, April 10th, and it's Team Magnet Schedule Giveaway and Kids Club Day. As Mike had mentioned, there are many, many Atlas Fireworks games, and there's also several Oral Health Challenge days. Just to remind the listening audience about Oral Health Challenge that we do with the Fisher Cats, children of participating subscribers who go to participating dentists, and if they demonstrate that they brush and floss daily after their visit from the dentist, those children can earn tickets to one of five games, April 28th, May 5th, June 17th, August 14th, and August 25th. What I'm told from parents is this has actually helped them educate themselves on the importance of oral health. And as I'm prone to say when I'm out speaking in the public, the mouth is part of the body, or sometimes I put it that you can't have good overall health without good oral health. And the Fisher Cats have allowed us to get that message out, because the hundreds of thousands of people that go to a Fisher Cats game get that oral health message. And on those days, April 28th, May 5th, June 17th, August 14th, and August 25th, the children who have earned those tickets, they will go on the field with the Tooth Fairy, and it allows us to get the oral health message out there. It's also important from perspective of our business, dental benefits and dental and healthcare benefits in general. More and more, it's becoming retail transformation from employer-sponsored health and dental benefits to individual benefits. And you've heard me say many times that we now have a private exchange called DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. So individuals whose employers no longer cover dental, or maybe never had dental, I wish they would, of course, but you can now buy a very cost-effective individual product through DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. We're also on the New Hampshire Public Exchange, healthcare.gov. We have about 1,100 people who have been able to successfully navigate the public exchange and have purchased an individual product on the public exchange, healthcare.gov, and about 5,000 have purchased through the private exchange, DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. Offline, someone had asked me, our great listening audience, well, what's the difference between the two? Well, I would put it to you like this. Probably in 45 seconds, you can go on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com and purchase a dental program. It may take you a lot longer on healthcare.gov. We designed a private exchange with the consumer in mind, and I think we made it a little bit more facile. Also, there is probably not going to be a tax subsidy or tax credit anyway, because a dental premium, you know, around $35 a month, you're not going to get that anyway. So you might as well go on DeltaDentalCoversMe.com. I'm not trying to talk you out of healthcare.gov. Both options are there, and Delta Dental is prepared for both. But that's how it all ties into Northeast Delta Dental Stadium, because we knew that this transformation to business-to-consumer dental benefits was coming, and we wanted to get the message out. Last week was a very busy week for Northeast Delta Dental in my life as well. We had a book signing at Gibson's on Thursday the 27th, well attended. Many, many people from the community showed up to purchase the book, There Are No Do-Overs. And I co-authored that with Dave Cowens and my former colleague, Barbara McLaughlin. It's about how you sustain a business long-term and the relationships between successful sports figures and franchises and successful businesses. So Dave and I have connected that. Anyway, We had dozens of people at Gibson's, very beautiful new facility down on Main Street. There are still signed copies there, so if you missed the Thursday night, the 27th, and want to buy the book, you can go to Gibson's or you can go on Amazon.com. And then the first of the Capital Era Race Series was Saturday, March 29th in Gilmington. That was at 10 a.m. The second of the series is actually, as soon as this program is done, I'll be racing over to the State Office Park East Drive, 29 Hazen Drive, that is, on Saturday, April 5th at 10 a.m. And the second of the Capital Era Race Series will be in play. That's the SCA 5K Road Race and Fitness Walk. And even if you're not in the Capital Era Race Series, and if you want to run or walk that race, just show up to 29 Hazen Drive by about 9:15. If you're listening to the show, just go over there and you can register. And then back on Saturday 29th, I just want to put a shout out to City Year. We had a great event over at the Wentworth by the sea, and it was a great night, starry, starry night. And those of you that are not familiar with the City Year program, which is basically a mentoring program where very accomplished young people mentor at-risk students. It was a great event. And if you're not familiar with City Year New Hampshire, I encourage you to do that. So this Saturday morning, though, with me is longtime colleague, almost been with Northeast Delta Dental for a quarter of a century, is Eleanor Vienne, who manages our professional relations department, and a veteran of many, many journeys with me at Northeast Delta Dental. But one of her favorite programs is a program called Panda. And so, first of all, Eleanor, thank you for putting up with me, for I've been here almost 20 years, so you've been here longer than me. So, first of all, thank you for being one of my trusted colleagues.
My pleasure.
And your performance review is already done, so I know that you're not just saying that. So thank you for thank you for saying that. But tell us, I know you have a lot on your plate. You manage, you know, our participating dentist networks, and there's a lot that you do. But we're focusing this morning on PANDA. So let's just start with a basic definition of what PANDA stands for, and then we'll circle back in terms of our role in that.
Certainly. A PANDA is an acronym for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. And it's a program where we reach out to the dental community and provide education to help them recognize the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect and what their reporting responsibilities are and what they need to report and to what state agency. So we give them all the information necessary to make those types of reports. And it's particularly important because April is National Child Abuse Prevention Month, so this is a great time of year to present the program and talk about it. One of the reasons that we do reach out to the dental community is that studies have shown that 65% of the injuries that children suffer in child abuse cases occur in the head and neck area. These are areas where the dentist and the hygienist will be examining the child anyway, so it's a good way for them to know what to look for and to determine whether or not the injury was an accidental injury or an intentional injury by a caregiver or a parent. Dentists and all professionals in the dental profession are mandated reporters to report child abuse and neglect. And there is protection through the RSA 169C, the Child Protection Act in New Hampshire, that anyone shall make a report of their suspicions of child abuse and neglect, and they can be held harmless if they make that report in good faith and it turns out to be inaccurate that the child didn't suffer abuse and neglect. So I really want to reach out to the community and say, if you see something that raises your suspicions, please do make that report. And we do make the reports to the state agency, to DCYF. The number for that is 1-800-894-5533. And of course, if the child is in immediate danger, you would definitely want to call your local police department to make that report. But this is one of the many programs, PANDA is one of the many programs that are sponsored by our Northeast Delta Dental Foundation Incorporated. And I'm very proud to serve on the board of the directors for the foundation, as well as promoting the PANDA program.
Now, let's take a step back. So the law basically states, and that's RSA 169C, states that any person who has reason to suspect that a child under the age of 18 has been abused and or neglected must make a report to the Division for Child, Youth, and Family Services, also more commonly known as DCYF. So sometimes I do get that question, Eleanor. I'm sure you do when you're making the presentation to dental offices, is that if you make that report, you are held harmless. So if it turns out that there wasn't abuse, no one can come back to you and say, geez, why'd you do that? Is that correct?
That is correct. That is correct. And it encourages people to feel free to make those reports and know that you're making that report with the intention of helping a child and helping a family that might be in distress.
Why don't you give us the DCYF numbers again, and then we'll go to commercial break.
Certainly. The toll-free number is 1-800-894-5533, or the local number is area code 603-271-6556.
And when we get back, I'd like you to describe the presentations that you make, because one of the things about neglect, it can be a situation, for example, I want you to be able to describe baby bottle syndrome as well, where through education, the mom may not know that having the child go to bed with a baby bottle can, why don't you describe what the possibilities of that are?
Children are not to be put to bed with a bottle, and particularly with sugary drinks, whether it's Kool-Aid or other sweetened soft drinks. That causes child tooth decay. Baby bottle syndrome is another word for it, where the children just have rampant decay because that sugar is allowed to stay in their mouths and on their teeth for long periods of time. And lots of times people are unaware that this can have this effect on their children's teeth, so it may not be intentional, but it's simply a lack of education, and that's a very important point to make.
Great explanation. Okay, Tom Raffio will return with Eleanor Vienne after commercial break.
Hi, I'm Lisa, your Delta Dental Benefits rep. Any questions today?
How long should I brush my teeth for?
2 minutes.
Why should I visit the dentist?
Professional preventative care promotes good oral health.
What's the most popular color of toothbrush?
Blue.
She's good.
As the most experienced dental benefits company, Delta Dental delivers unmatched local service, so enrollees feel taken care of every time.
Visit Northeast Delta Dental at nedelta.com.
Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio and also for Northeast Delta Dental. Before I turn the mic over to my great colleague, Eleanor Vienne, I just want to remind my running friends that if you are listening to this on Saturday, April 5th, that there's still time to go over the State Office Park, 29 Hazen Drive, for the SEA 5K Road Race and Fitness Walk. So even if you're not a runner and you'd rather walk, you just need to be there by 9:30 or so. So if you're listening to the show and you're in the Concord area, jump into your car, run over there in your car, and then you can run or walk the race. And this is part of the Capital Area Race Series. But even if you don't want to do the series, you can just run or walk in the SEA 5K, which is a... it's been running for about 21 years, and it's put on by the State Employees Association of New Hampshire. So Eleanor, and again, reminding the listening audience, Eleanor is a colleague of mine. She manages the Professional Relations Department, has a really challenging in a good way position in the company, because we have in New Hampshire about 925 active participating dentists, many of whom participate in the Oral Health Challenge. But of course, as you can imagine, keeping the trains running with our participating dentists in itself is probably a full-time job. But in addition, Eleanor is responsible for the PANDA program for Northeast Delta Dental. So Eleanor, why don't you again give us the name, what PANDA stands for, and then I'm going to ask you to talk about its history as well as the members of the coalition that help us with this.
The PANDA program stands for Prevent Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness. It's a program that was begun in the early 90s by Delta Dental of Missouri and rapidly spread throughout the Delta system, recognizing that it's a wonderful program and a great way to reach out to our dental community to help them educate themselves about the signs and symptoms of child abuse and neglect. We have the PANDA program in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, the three states that Northeast Delta Dental covers. We're very proud to present this program at different events, both at the Dental Society meetings. We present the program at dental office lunch and learn sessions. We have presentations at the New Hampshire Technical Institute to the dental assisting students, as well as the dental hygiene students, and they've actually incorporated it into their dental curriculum. Each PANDA program has a coalition of supporters, and New Hampshire is no different. We have many supporters beyond Delta Dental, the New Hampshire Dental Society, the State of New Hampshire Department of Health and Welfare, and the Division for Children, Youth, and Families, the New Hampshire Task Force for Prevention of Child Abuse and Neglect, and that's through the New Hampshire Trust Fund, the New Hampshire Technical Institute, as I mentioned, the New Hampshire Dental Hygienists Association, and the New Hampshire Dental Assistants Association.
So it sounds like you've gotten all the relevant oral health organizations on board with this. So if I'm a dentist or a dental office colleague listening to this, I know I've got a lot of dentists that have a fellowship of dentists on this weekend show, and I'm interested in having you come to the office. Would they call you to arrange it? How would that work?
Certainly, they could give me a call. My direct line in Concord is 223-1305, or they can email me at evn@nedelta.com, and we can make arrangements to come and make the presentation at the dentist office, usually during their lunch hour. We have a 35-minute video presentation, and we have an open forum for questions and answers, mostly to give people a toolkit of what do I do? I've seen something that makes me suspicious. What do I do next?
What has been the most interesting finding? Have you found that when you've done these presentations that maybe some dental office colleagues didn't understand their legal responsibilities? And what are some of the things that you've learned? And I'm sure that's helped shape, you know, future presentations.
Yes, and that's a very good point, because many of our dental professional colleagues don't realize that 65% of the injuries suffered by child abuse and neglect are in the head and neck area, areas that the dental professionals examine every time a child comes in. And it is difficult to make that determination as to whether or not this was an intentional injury or an accidental injury, but there are signs and symptoms that are described in the program and in the literature that we bring to the office. It also helps us, as you said, formulate how to present this program and what points to really stress about how important it is that these children who don't always have a voice in the dental profession, that they can stand up for these children and say, I think something is not right in this situation. I'm reaching out to our colleagues at the state and the social workers to get help for that family and help for that child. A lot of it is simply education, and the state will intervene and help that family get the help that they need.
So you'll do it at the lunch hour. Mm-hmm. So you really do try to fit within. Obviously, they're very busy with their patients. But for example, if they have a lunch hour from 12 to 1, for example, you'll try to squeeze in the presentation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's done at their convenience. So lunch hour seems to be the most popular time. But we can do it after hours, after the office closes.
And you and Eleanor can be reached at 223-1305 or EVN, one word, at nedelta.com. So over the course of your 23 years, I estimate you've done hundreds of these. And you need to talk about the panda bear and how that works as a symbol for the Prevent and Abuse and Neglect Through Dental Awareness program, how that all works, the Adopt a Panda program.
The pandas are available for adoption. They're cute little stuffed 9-inch panda bears, and they are the mascot of the program. We have them available for adoption for a donation of $15, and you get an adoption certificate as well as the panda bear. The funds that we generate from these adoptions are put back into the program exclusively, and it helps support producing more materials and getting the word out about this program.
And I, in the spirit of transparency, we also promote this at our Delta Dental Plan of New Hampshire annual meeting. And I was a little distressed, Eleanor, that the panda bear, which is always a big favorite, like was more people wanted the panda bear giveaway as opposed to my book with Dave Cowan. So that's a real testimony to how cute the bear is. But importantly, it really gives a visual, symbolic way of making the office aware of the panda program to have these adopt a bears run. And just to emphasize, if you do in fact adopt a panda bear, all that money is going back into the program, and we'll have Joe Casper on to promote the Dr. Carpenter golf tournament later this year, and Joe can be reached at 223-1287. But the funds from that golf tournament, also some of those funds go to the panda program. When you get to an office, do you you start with a video and then you open it up to Q&A?
Basically, yes. We give a brief overview of the program and our goals for that day, present the video to the office, and then I open it up for questions and discussion. And it is a real eye-opener for folks to say, oh, well, that pattern of that bruising that I see, that's an accidental injury versus an intentional injury. And, the results that we get from them in the discussion period is, I didn't know that. I didn't realize that I could make these reports. I didn't think I was empowered to do so. So it's a really energizing, positive program, even though the subject is sad that we have to have this type of a program, but it's an empowering program for the dental office and the staff.
And I get that positive feedback all the time, one, that they've learned something, it is empowering, it is clearly, a difficult topic, but it's one that you really, we need to be transparent about it. So I commend you, Eleanor. And just again, I'll make the point that you are immune from liability 169C-31. Anyone participating in good faith in making of a report pursuant to this chapter is immune from any liability, civil or criminal, that might otherwise be incurred or imposed. Any such participant has the same immunity with respect to participation in any investigation by the Bureau or judicial proceeding resulting from such report. So when you explain that immunity to the team, that probably is empowering for them as well, right?
Yes, it alleviates a lot of their concerns. We live in a society where everyone is lawsuit crazy, if you will, and this alleviates their concerns that they might be sued for making a false report. But as long as that report is made in good faith, then they are held harmless from any criminal or civil action.
Okay. So I commend you, Eleanor. I mean, it is a difficult topic, but the way I think in life, the way you address difficult topics is to hit them head on, and I talk about this In my book, There Are New Do-Overs, Taking the Jim Collins Approach, which is you deal with the reality. Now, this show, of course, is airing in April. So tell us again what the April month is.
It's National Child Abuse Prevention Month, and we are really doubling our efforts in getting the word out about preventing child abuse and neglect through dental awareness, the PANDA program. We're very proud of having this program, and it's another wonderful thing that Northeast Delta Dental does in our community outreach. And I thank you, Tom, for your support for this program all these years.
Well, thank you, and really, you are a great employee of Northeast Delta Dental, and we're lucky to have you.
Oh, thank you.
And good luck in your next presentation. By the way, I never see Eleanor rarely around the office because she's always on the road, but that's really what she needs to be doing. So thank you. And again, for my running friends, we have the SEA Road Race Saturday, April 5th, 10 a.m. Run. You can go over to Hazen Drive, and the Fisher Cats are starting, and I encourage participating dentists and participating subscribers of ours to find out about the Oral Health Challenge. Thank you, Eleanor Vien, manager at Northeast Delta Dental for nearly a quarter century. Tom Raffio will return next week with Northeast Delta Dental Radio.